This is Callum from the Rollist Podcast live from London. You are listening to the Redemption Podcast from the RPG Academy Network.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
No, Bizzle's gonna learn to do massages and clean.
Kendall Jung as the Twi'lek former Padawan, Karel.
Is she going to be in love with you too, like Verita is?
Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
Don't you have a gunnery pod to lock yourself in?
And Nathan Robinson as the Nautilin gunner, Kao.
I'm not exactly uncomfortable being naked in general.
With special guest, Emily Morgan as Isla. Episode 316, That's Not Immune. Isla's on the mend. Tazi has a date with her, and the Duros duo have gone shopping for clothes and other sundries. The ship's also been repaired and upgraded, so things are going well. But what secrets are hidden on the datapad that details Isla's brain?
Oh, well, this is fascinating.
My brain looks pretty good.
I agree. It seems that your neurotransmitters are firing quite a bit faster than they should be. I wonder if this means that the procedure didn't go as planned.
Were you about to say experiment?
No. Why would you think that?
Because I've never heard of anyone's memory being altered in cases of traumatic experiences.
Oh, it's quite standard here.
Well, I guess if I don't have many memories, maybe it is.
If you'd like to make a average perception check.
Super Bowl. Ooh. 3, 4. Oh my gosh. 5 successes and 1 advantage?
Well done. We're not used to hearing that many successes. It's very clear to you that he is lying. When you asked him, where is he about to say experiment? He was. And it's very clear that it's not standard procedure what he's done.
Sir, doctor.
Yes?
I'm not one to beat around the bush. I would prefer a direct answer, if you don't mind.
Okay. What questions can I answer for you?
Why in the world are you experimenting on me?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. I performed a very complicated medical procedure to help a traumatic patient overcome their trauma.
I call Criff on that.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Okay. I get it. You know, someone comes into the hospital. They don't have a last name. They seem to be with new people. And you think, nobody probably cares about her. We can do whatever we want. I want to know what you did.
I simply blocked the memory out. It's very complicated, and there's lots of medical terms. As an engineer, I would assume you understand machines well, correct?
Yes.
Yes, well, see, I don't. I can't even change my own oil, so... In this situation, I would refer to you to change my oil. I think, being a doctor, you should just take my word for it that I did something very valuable for you.
I will send a quick message to Kao, just like, you're the only person with medical expertise I know, so is this a normal thing?
So, Kao, they said that the new blaster is going to be twice as powerful with more range. I don't really see it, but if you activate them both, they'll... Why is your tablet beeping?
Oh, I got a little message. Hold on 1 second. All right. It's from an unknown number. Never received a message.
Is Tazi being kidnapped again?
No.
Because I thought we were through.
No. Oh, I think it's from Isla. Yeah.
What?
Do you know?
What did Tazi do?
He didn't do anything. Hold on.
Well, why is she talking to you?
I don't know. Hold on.
Is she going to be in love with you too, like Verita is?
No.
That would be really awkward. I don't know how Tazi would handle it.
Would be really awkward, but no. She's asking me about, do you know if taking people's memory is normal in a medical procedure? No! That's not normal!
That doesn't seem right at all. No.
All right, let me see. Hold on. Let me... He texts back, no. Hold on, please. And then he tries to call Tazi.
All right.
What?
Tazi taps his comm.
Yeah.
Hello, Tazi. Are you with Isla right now?
I'm actually sitting out on the speeder. She wanted to go into the doctor by herself.
She asked me a question, and it seems a little weird, but I believe the doctors removed memories from her?
What?
Yeah, like a lot of them, from what I gathered from what she was saying. Not like just the, you know, moment of accident. I believe she's talking about like long-term memory loss. Like they did this on purpose.
They removed her memories on purpose?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right, I'm going in there. I'm going in there.
All right. I mean, I'm coming, you know, back you up with the old medical degree that I don't have.
Wait, so we're going to them now?
Yeah, we're going to go to them now.
Tazi has the speeder. Should I wait outside? Or are we going
to
get there?
We
fine,
can...
I'll call a cab.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, stay right there. We'll be there in a moment. Moment.
Okay, I'll wait for you guys.
So the camera cuts back over to Isla sitting in the chair and the doctor looking at her. These are interesting results.
Really? Why don't you tell me about them? You can use layman's terms if me as an engineer won't understand.
Well, it seems that your neurotransmitters are firing more rapidly than they should be.
It's... Yes, you've said that.
Well,
what does that mean?
On this image here, most people this area, it would be mostly a green color, and yours is red, which means that there's a lot going on up there right now.
What will those transmitters firing too quickly do?
Well,
I mean, is that a problem? Will it give me chronic migraines, or does it just mean I'm thinking faster than normal? Or, you know, will it erase basically my entire life before about 3 months ago?
Oh, no, it shouldn't block anything else at the moment. It seems that your brain is firing faster than it should be. You should be able to have access to all of that information now. You don't
but
have
don't.
Several thoughts going on all at once?
They're mostly about punching you right now.
Wow.
Look, I'm not a violent person, I'm pretty sure. But I'm getting very upset, Doctor.
I understand your emotions, but I don't understand these results. All this information that's going on up here in your right hemisphere, you should be accessing. This I only see generally in patients that have schizophrenia and multiple personalities, is they're all talking at once.
Well, that's fun.
You don't hear multiple voices? You're not having a inner conversation with multiple people?
No, I'm not.
Well, this is...
Should I?
Well, that's what the results are showing. You notice he is typing rather furiously on his datapad.
I'm going to take the datapad away from him and force him to make eye contact with me.
You snatch it out of his hand and he looks up very surprised. And on the screen, you just see him. He's typing in all your symptoms and he's basically recapping the conversation that you're having with him. And he's noting all the results. And in there, you notice, he says the procedure seems to have caused unknown side effects. Needs further research.
I don't appreciate being somebody's lab womp rat without permission.
Oh, there is permission. The form that was filled out at the hospital gave us permission to do whatever we needed to. I can show you that if I could just have my datapad back, please.
That sounds like what somebody would do when admitting a patient with a giant piece of spaceship sticking out of them.
It could be. I'm not usually a trauma surgeon. I usually just come in to consult in situations that have a more psychological need.
Psychological, like burying all of my memories and then telling me I'm a schizophrenic.
Well, I never said that. I just said your results are similar to those of a schizophrenic. And technically, I only blocked the memories of the accident.
Is that all you did? You didn't do anything else?
Not that I can tell, but I would need to do further research.
No. Thanks. I'm going to walk out with his data pad.
Okay. You get up and you take the little wires off and you head out. Where are you going? And could I have that back?
No. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Very well.
And I'll just walk back to the speeder with it.
Good luck. And he lets you leave. Make another average perception check.
2 successes.
Okay. You notice as he says, you know, very well, good luck. He's got a device on his wrist that he just pushes. He just pushes that little device and then just kind of waves. Have a nice day.
Okay, I run down to the speeder.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, Tazi, we need to get out of here. Now.
Just as you come out of the building, you see K.O. and Carell getting out of a taxi and walking towards Tazi as well.
Hey, everybody in the speeder, let's go.
What's going on?
Police, most likely. Let's go.
Police, what did you do?
What happened? Huh?
I hand the data pad to KO. Said, I took his data pad because he wasn't actually giving me any real information.
That's how I like it. Good job, you.
All right, well, okay.
Get inside the speeder. Let's go. Remember last time when you didn't believe me and we didn't get inside the ship last time I said let's go?
Let's go.
Ended up in a hospital. All right.
Okay, we're going. Everybody in the speeder.
Already in the speeder.
All right, let's go.
In the speeder.
In the speeder.
Okay, you're in the speeder.
Yeah, where are we going? Back to the ship?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. We're leaving.
Yeah. Did you make any reference to your ship in any of my paperwork?
Probably not.
You go to look at the data pad, and you open it up, and it's a kitten calendar.
Oh, you know these kittens.
Your brain looks like kittens.
I love kittens.
Oh, he must have wiped it.
That makes sense. Kirill, can you see if you can get this back?
Let me take a look at this. Let's have A1 take a look at this.
That's fair.
He's better at it than he is.
A robot.
And I don't want to mess around with Isla's brain.
Well, no, I don't want to mess with Isla's brain either, but I mean... Alright, so Isla...
Well, somebody has been messing with Isla's brain, and it's not Isla.
Right, no, I get that. So,
if you can do... Wait a minute. Have you been taking A1 lesson? No, you've been unconscious. Never mind. Wrong point. Carry on.
Alright, so what exactly are they not... What is your brain not doing? Or not doing?
Well... So, I've been in the hospital.
Right.
Yes, we were there.
Before that, I was hit by a spaceship.
Yeah, that was
also there.
That was Tulsi's fault.
No, wait. You weren't hit by a spaceship. You were hit by part of a spaceship, a small part.
Those spaceships were here to kill you,
Kate. No, actually, they're to kill you.
Well, then why did you leave? You left us to prevent spaceships from killing us.
Right.
So, you're saying that now spaceships are killing us because you left, even though you left.
Yep. That's what I said.
So it's all KO's fault.
No, actually.
Totally your fault.
I'm going to go ahead and blame...
No. Right now we're comparing...
Focus?
How's he drive?
All right, no, come on. This is like comparing like a Tatooine spice fruit to an Andorian night leaves. I mean, it's two different things.
No. I get it. It's not really my fault, not really your fault. We're going to go ahead and blame the Separatists.
All right, I don't know who those are, but fine.
Well, they're currently at war with the Republic.
Yeah, it's much easier to... Anyway, okay. your brain, what... Tell me.
Not 100% sure what the Republic is. Before that, I was an engineer on Naos 3.
Right.
Yes, we were there for that too.
I wasn't there, but yeah.
Yes. I was there for about 3 months.
All right.
And I don't remember anything before that.
Oh, that's not useful at all. Do you remember remembering?
That is a very meta question.
Well, isn't it, though?
Obviously she remembers remembering, otherwise she wouldn't remember not remembering.
Are you sure? Because if she's never remembered, how she knows she's not remembering things?
Well, because she's obviously more than 3 months old.
Is she? We don't know that.
Well,
she could be a droid, but she'd be a droid with a brain.
That's not...
It's a cyborg.
She was leading, so she doesn't have droidy parts in her middle.
Well, it's not that crazy. I mean, I'm just saying... Alright, look, okay. Nonetheless, you don't remember 3 months ago. Do you remember hanging out with these folks?
Yes.
Alright.
Yes, you all are the nicest of anybody I've met.
Aww.
You can't really...
I mean, not
you
don't really have anything. But...
Well, that's fine.
I like you too, Isla.
I don't really know you, Isla.
You're a very discerning Duros.
Yes, I'm still going to blame you for the spaceship falling on me.
Actually, technically, Tulsi was the one that shot it with a missile, but that's neither way.
I don't want to talk about Tatooine spice fruit again, okay? Let's just drop this.
I thought Tulsi shot it with a missile after she got hit.
No, that was actually...
I'm pretty sure you shot that ship out of the sky after it came to kill you.
Nope, that wasn't there.
We can go over the ship logs if you want.
I don't really like you right now, Kirill. Yeah,
this is not...
That's... The feeling is mutual.
This is getting us nowhere.
I know, I get that. Right.
So, I'm having some... I don't know if they're memory flashes or if they're just maybe my brain trying to fill in the gaps. And I just... I mean, Tulsi mentioned something about, like, wanting to go to a hot planet, and that's... Then all of a sudden, I started thinking, I think I lived on a hot planet. Swampy hot.
Not beachy not just, hot?
Not we beachy hot, to go no. To a nice beach. Sorry.
We've been to Swampy Hot like Rhodia.
Rhodia? I don't know. And then the doctor was saying that he kept asking me if I was hearing voices, because my brain scans looked like the brain scans of someone with schizophrenia.
Schizo what?
It's a brain problem where you basically imagine things happening. From what it's limited knowledge.
You're multiple people.
Right.
In the same head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not... That's new to me.
But it's weird.
You know, it's actually pretty empty in here.
That's sad.
You know, if A1 were here, he would totally make a joke about that.
I'm sure he would.
But not Zeke.
I'm not sure I've actually met him.
Oh, you've met...
I think I might have been unconscious.
You've met A1, you've met Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke is new.
Oh, Zeke is the... Sorry, yes.
Girl shows her hands. Look at the manicure he gave. He's amazing. I'm sure he can get you one, too.
Boy, A1 should be kept around a lot more.
No, Zeke did this.
Oh, Zeke.
Yeah. He's a little droid, like a little houseboy droid we've kind of adopted.
No, that's not we.
Well, you're the kind... You said that he could stay around.
Yeah, on a probationary basis.
Right, and K.O. got a 23.5-minute massage.
It was good.
He almost melted through the deck plates, and I got a killer manicure.
Why a half? Why only a half?
Well, we were kind of busy at the time, and it took 23.5 minutes.
It was massages interruptus.
And to be honest, I may have just made up the time because I wasn't actually timing him.
Okay.
But it was a long one.
I don't know if that's a weird time for massages to be or not, actually.
Well, yes, because obviously you do not have a memory before 3 months ago when you probably had a massage.
It sounds nice. I hope I've had a massage.
Well, if not, I'm sure Zeke could help you out there. But so this datapad supposedly had a brain scan of yours.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it had all of the doctor's notes and information.
Yeah, and we definitely want anyone to look at this.
He was lying to me, telling me that this was a very normal thing to do, which is why I mean, I thought that he was lying, and that's why I texted KO. And I thought, you know...
That's a good idea. He is kind of the master at that.
Well, we know where his office is. We can always...
Or medical stuff.
Both.
Little of column A and a little of column B.
We know where the office is. We could always come back with A1 and maybe, I don't know, get the files that we're missing.
Oh.
Sure.
Is that illegal?
Probably.
Well, I mean, you kind of already took his data pad, so we're already kind of on that path.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can't get what you need off the pad, we can always go back and get more information, or if the pad doesn't have enough.
Well, and obviously, if he's criffing around with your mind, that's kind of unethical, and we should probably...
Someone should do something.
Like smash him over the head with his own data pad.
Maybe something like that.
Can I volunteer to do that if it comes to that?
Sure.
Cool. Y'all are a pretty easygoing bunch.
Well, I guess I'm a little shocked. I don't know if it's the healing process or the therapy, but you seem a lot more physically inclined than prior to the whole Kale getting you injured thing.
Really? I mean, mining is a pretty physical activity.
I think he means, like, you know, the slamming a data pad in someone's face thing.
Well, that was my idea.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's kind of refreshing a little bit.
Yes, because you don't know any women around you that are kind of violent.
No. Anyway.
I mean, you're violent.
Why is it? Doesn't have that to. It's not always point, about you,
but I was also talking about your mother.
Well, true. I'm just saying it's, you know... Prior to...
I mean, she shot more people than you did on Thyfera.
This is true.
Tazi just goes back to driving the speeder back to the ship. We zip over and the speeder pulls up in front of the ship.
All right, if the doctor...
I'll take this to A1 and Krell hops out and heads into the ship with the datapad.
Thank you.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, Zeke, where's A1?
Oh, he's on the ship.
Okay, thanks. She runs on.
Okay.
Hi, Zeke.
Hi. I'm excellent at helping people that are injured. Where's your injury?
Well, it was sort of over this half of my body, kind of. They had to put me in Bacta for a while.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yes, I think it was.
Would you like a beverage? I have an assortment of beverages inside me.
Sure. Do you have any calf? I remember calf.
Yes.
And he pops a cup of hot calf out of the top.
Okay, I like you.
Would you like anything added to the calf? I have an assortment of liquors and other various spices.
All right, Zeke, we might need to spend some time together, because I am not sure.
Okay.
You'll have plenty of time while everyone takes a look at that data pad.
Okay. Perhaps since you've been injured, I have a table I have set up in the back. I could perhaps give you a massage.
Sure?
Please come back with me, and we'll have to have you remove your clothes, and I will get the oil.
Maybe not.
Well, you know, he is a droid. I mean,
I don't see what's wrong with this, yeah, KO. Is this not an appropriate technique for giving a massage?
I mean, oftentimes, yeah, it's an all right technique. She may feel uncomfortable being naked around you. I mean, that's a thing.
You are not.
No, but I'm not exactly uncomfortable being naked in general. But that's not, you know, that's not everyone.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have to be naked. She can put on a towel. She can put on her hospital robe. I mean,
very well. Whatever's comfortable for you.
All right.
Would you like the lavender scent, or do you prefer something different?
Lavender's fine.
And we kind of trail off as Zeke kind of takes Isla back towards the bay.
The camera cuts back to Tazi glaring at Zeke.
And we cut over to Corel. You find A1 in the back. He's working on helping them repair the hull.
A1, I need your help with something.
Okay.
Come here.
And does it she involve shows him. Kicking Zeke?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Right. Are you two still fighting?
No.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Why would you want to kick him?
Why not?
Well, how about this? Okay. I will tell Zeke he has to leave, but you have to start cleaning up everything. You have to give KO and me massages and learn how to give manicures, which unfortunately would mean you would not be the, you know, the improvement and hacking genius that you are now. We need him to do the little things around here. You're a big picture droid.
What if we train Isla to do all that?
Well, you know, if you want to bring that up, I don't recommend it, but you can bring that up if you want. Nonetheless, I need you to look at this data pad. She handed him the data pad. Apparently, this was a doctor. He was doing some monkey lizard business with her brain. And the information is on the data pad, but it seems to be either wiped or locked, and I didn't want to do any more damage with it, and I figured since you are such a knowledgeable and important slicer, you'd be able to get into it better.
Okay.
So see what you can find out.
He takes it, walks over, and plugs in. Couple minutes later, he comes over. So it looks as though somebody wiped most of the information off it.
Okay. Can you get anything out of residual memory? I mean, they didn't probably wipe it a bunch of times.
Some information's about some experiments, some results being sent to a moon in the Carrion sector in the Outer Rim.
Okay. Dump all the information you can onto a chip so we can look at it.
Do you want the calendars too?
No, I really don't. That's not really a thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Swipe back out to you guys while this is all going on.
The camera cuts back to Tazi in the cockpit, looking over sensor logs and kind of just going over the data for the ship, looking at the inputs for the new gunnery system, kind of just checking those out to see what they look like, see how they operate, mm-hmm. and, you know, having a little sip of drink on the side.
Everything's very well done. Like, you have a lot of new instrument panels in here. It's all up to date. So no more knobs and dials. You have touch screens. They've updated everything. Really well done.
This is nice and all, but I mean, I kind of miss the old stuff. This is, I guess I'll get used to it.
Make a perception check. It's just going to be an average perception check.
Perception. A triumph and three advantages.
Well, what really jumps out is a short time ago, you guys received a message from Munalist, but that's the first time you've heard of it. And you look through it, and it's an encrypted message that was received while you were sitting in the hospital.
Interesting. Okay.
And you got a triumph. Hits, yeah, so you can tell that A1 received the message.
Is the message still available for me to look at?
Yeah. Okay. It's encrypted.
Okay.
And it's pretty top-notch encryption.
Tazi will get on the comm to A1.
Yeah?
A1, you received a message from Unilist?
Yeah. I'm still working on the encryption.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Yeah.
But what was it from that? It's from the guy on the planet?
I think so. but I can't tell exactly. Whoever did this is very good. It's just taking me a while.
Probably from the banking clan? That guy from the banking clan, right? That's who we think it is?
I think so.
Okay. Well, keep me posted if you... I know this is totally your thing. It's up to you. Again, we kind of directed them to deal with you on this, so... But if you need any help, need any assistance, just, you know, make sure you speak up.
All right, will do. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just... Just taking stock of the cockpit and saw that we had a message and...
How are you feeling?
I mean, it looks really nice. It just doesn't really feel like my cockpit anymore.
You need anything?
No, I'm fine, buddy. I'm good.
A drink?
No, I think I've got... And then Tazi reaches under the console for his flask, and the flask is gone.
Are you okay?
Did you happen to remove anything from the cockpit in the process of them fixing things up here?
Nothing that shouldn't have been removed. I mean, the old panels, the old instruments, everything should be where it was.
So, there's something, I'm missing,
The owner's manual should be in there, the instruction guide.
There's an item missing. My grandfather's flask was under the console here, and it's gone.
I didn't take it.
Do you have the name of the company that did the work?
Yeah, there's a couple of them still here.
Where are they at?
Outside.
Thank you. And the comm call disconnects on your end, and Tazi storms out of the cockpit toward the exit ramp.
Okay. Exit out, and there's a couple of Duros that are, you know, up there welding some hull plating in place and construction workers.
Tazi looks for someone who might be a supervisor or a...
You can find the guy that's kind of directing foreman. Him.
Okay. He walks up and kind of uses his fingers and kind of jams them twice into the guy's right shoulder.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, your crew is in my ship. We're doing all this replacement work.
That's what we were hired to do.
Yep, and I'm missing a personal item from the cockpit.
We didn't take anything from your cockpit. Your droid was in there the whole time.
Which one?
Square one.
The square one was in there the whole time. Not the one with the clear dome.
Correct.
All right. My apologies for the rough treatment. I'm sorry I poked at your shoulder so hard. This item is of personal significance to me, and it's possible that I'll follow up with the droid. Thank you very much. You guys have done great work.
Thank you.
He looks confused. Turns around. Starts directing the guys again.
Tazi gets on his comm. Anybody seen Zeke?
No.
No, not since we got back to the ship. I think he was with Isla.
Yeah. That was the last time I knew. He was doing massage right. In the back.
He's laying his mechanical hands on Isla.
Do you need me to go get him? I mean, if she's naked with him, then I don't think you should go in there.
Wait. Maybe I should do
that. Are you jealous of Zeke massaging Isla?
No, why would I be?
Not you.
That's a silly question, Kale. I can't believe you'd ask that of me.
He might be a little jealous. I mean, A1 is going to try and learn how to do massage.
So
that means, you know,
Zeke jealous, Tozzi.
No, Isla's going to learn to do massages and clean.
I don't think she... I said that's something you need to bring up.
Okay.
I don't think that will go over all that well, but if you want to see if Isla will be a domesticated person, that's perfectly acceptable.
Tazi drops off the call.
I motion.
But I really don't think you should let Tazi know about this, because if he knows about it, and she hears about it, and she knows that he hears about it, oh my stars, there will be problems.
K.O. Do you second my motion that Isla becomes our personal masseuse and cleaner?
Tazi hurriedly walks back onto the ship and goes back to the cargo bay. Is the door open or shut?
It'd be shut.
Tazi goes back to and knocks on the cargo bay door.
Okay. And you notice it's the same cargo bay that KO's got his medical bay in and A1's got his little workshop.
Yes?
Zeke?
Yes?
Is Isla in there?
Yes.
Yes.
Zeke, can you come out here for a minute, please?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt, Isla. I'll just borrow Zeke for a minute.
All right. I'll just place this hot stone here, and I'll be back in just a moment.
And he comes over, and the door opens. Tazi gets a whiff of lavender.
Yeah, yes?
I need you to come out here, please.
All right.
And shut the door.
Steps out and shuts the door.
What can I do for you?
Tazi, leans low and kind of does the same move, where he, kind of pushes his hand on Zeke. Did you take something from the cockpit?
Oh, yes, your flask. Here it is.
He pops it open. He's cleaned it.
I was just cleaning it, and I was going to put your name on it.
I never asked you to clean it. I never asked you to put my name on it. this was my grandfather's, and you've basically wiped all traces of him from it.
Sorry?
Yeah. And Tazi kind of grabs the flask from his hand and walks away.
As Tazi walks away, the camera kind of stays on Zeke. And Zeke turns around to open the door, and he dome kind of turns and looks back.
Oh, I guess he'll be the first one out the airlock.
And he opens the door and rolls in. And then he rolls in and shuts the door.
Sorry for the interruption.
It goes back to the nice friendly massage.
Is everything all right, Zeke?
Oh, huh. It seems cleaning a flask is not the right thing to do on the ship. I was just trying to be helpful.
Oh, yeah. I know that feeling, I think.
Well, I guess we both have a lot to learn being on this ship.
Yeah, this is my first memory, actually, of the ship. Last time I was on, I was unconscious.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And Zeke he continues to listen and give a massage. And what's Corell doing? Oh, you know, this is about the time A1's finished up with the data pad.
So, Corell kind of goes over the information and actually just kind of looks puzzled and goes in search of Kao. First place she looks is his pod.
That's where he's at.
Hey, Kao, you got a minute?
Sure, what's going on?
She tosses you a chip. That's the data that A1 was able to pull off that data pad, minus the kitten calendars.
Oh, that's too bad. I love the kitten calendar.
Well, I mean, he can probably still get that for you, but where's the monkey lizard?
What monkey lizard?
Well, Tazi made a nest for it in here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said you were taking care of it.
Nope, not me.
Huh. Okay, that's weird. Anyway.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Can you look at this data and see what is savable?
Sure.
And then we can talk to Isla about it.
So Kay puts into a small data pad. What do I...
Like I said, just a brief little section on there that talks about the experiments and the results. And the results being sent to a unknown moon in the Carrion sector of the Outer Rim. If you want to make an Outer Rim check.
Okay.
Difficulty will be 3 purple.
One success and one advantage.
Looking at it, it looks like the moon is called Sojourn.
Okay.
And it's also nicknamed the Hunter's Moon.
Got it.
Do you know what? Now that I've said that, make a hard underworld check.
I believe in you.
3 successes and 2 threats.
Okay. What you remember from the Hunter's Moon, you know, one time it was used by the Sith as a ceremonial activities of hunting.
Oh, good.
And the last person that you know that actually used it for anything was a Moon named Hugo Damask.
All right. What do I know him doing?
He was just a banker. He used it as kind of a vacation resort.
Got it.
So it's not a bad little place to go visit, Hugo? As far as temperature.
Hugo?
Hugo Damask.
The only real thing of any value is it references Sojourn, which is also known as the Hunter's Moon, which, the last time I ever heard anybody talk about the Hunter's Moon, it was back in when I was in Prince Jizul's palace. He was talking about going to Sojourn to hang out with some moon named Hugo. It was like a rich people's fantasy island thing.
So there's nothing about her condition here, just that all the data was sent off to this moon on a moon.
I believe he's a moon on a moon, yes.
So the moon owned the moon?
Right, he was a moon that owned the moon.
Oh, okay. This doesn't help much. Unless we go to the moon and talk to the moon.
Right, so what I'm saying is that we go talk to this banker fella who's a moon on his moon where he owns the moon, but also a moon himself.
Okay. I'm on board with this. You go tell Tazi, I'll go tell Isla, and then...
All right.
We can meet up in the common area and discuss.
All right. We can talk about the moon and his immunities.
Yes. What?
Nothing. Moving on.
The moonalist's moon.
Right, the moon's moon.
No, the moon's moon.
Right. He's inside a moon. He's in an immune moon.
Oh, I get it. That's kind of funny.
No, it's not.
I hate you so much.
I know you do.
Girl turns and walks away.
All right. Camera stays with KO.
I go into the cockpit. Tazi!
What do you want?
I want this interaction back. Is that possible?
I'm sorry. Without looking at KO, Tazi kind of just lifts the flasks and hands it over his right shoulder.
KO takes it and looks at it and he's like, this is a lot cleaner than the last time I saw it.
Yeah, Zeke decided he'd take it upon himself to clean it, and he was going to engrave it with my name.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't this, like, hidden?
Yeah, and it was my grandfather's.
Well, I knew that part. Yeah, I mean... Anyway,
I'm starting to dislike that droid immensely. I'm starting to regret my decision to let him on provisionally, in fact.
I mean, we could just tell him he can't come. Speaking of leaving this place and probably Zeke behind, the data pad that we got from... Well, the data from the data pad from Isla's doctor... We got information off of it. Basically, what we got was that there's a mune in the mune system where there's a mune that owns it. His name's Hugo. It's pointing us to go to that mune, so we should just go.
It's a moon mune.
No,
moon.
No, it's a mune moon. Mune moon that's owned by a mune named Hugo.
Hugo Moon.
No, he's Hugo. I don't remember his last name. He's a mune who owns the moon.
Here, in fact, why don't you put the coordinates in?
Right, I can do that, I think. I see you hit the big button here, and then you hit the numbers.
It's a new display. They just updated all these displays. So this is all a touch system, so you should just be able to start pointing where you want to go.
Oh, look at that. I'm going to go here to the system. I'm going to go to the moon. This is a moon, owned by a moon named Hugo. I can't help saying it. It's just so good. Nah. All right, it's called Sojourn. Sojourn. Yeah, we called it Hunter's Moon, where I'm from.
You could have just called it Sojourn. You didn't have to go into the whole moon,
mune. It's a mune moon.
I didn't really need to know that, though.
You didn't, but you do now. So, perfect.
All right, well, coordinates are entered. We can leave anytime.
Right, do you want me to kick off Zeke now?
No, apparently I'm the only one that doesn't like him, so...
I mean, I just use him for the soldiers. I don't really care. I'm pretty sure A1 hates him.
But I also told him he could stay on, so I'm a man of my word.
Well, I'm not.
That's true. I mean, I don't mean to say that, you know, that's not... I wasn't trying to insult you.
I mean, I'm offended, but, I mean, I'll get over it.
No, we'll let him stay on for now. I mean, this is just me... Maybe I'm being overly sensitive about this thing. I mean,
he is putting his little cold metal hands all over Isla's body, right?
I didn't need you to remind me of that.
Probably hot oil. She's probably at least partially naked.
Don't you have a gunnery pod to lock yourself in?
No, gunnery pod's nice and clean. Your mom did that. She cleaned my pod really good.
Leave the cockpit right now.
Can do, Captain. Kind of just saunters off.
And the cockpit door almost slams behind you. Not quite, but almost slams.
He does that thing where he goes, ooh, like it clips his bottom. And then he just saunters away.
As K.O. saunters down the hall, we swipe over to the cargo bay where Corral knocks quickly and then walks in to see Isla and Zeke.
Hey, Isla, we looked at the information on that data pad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Zeke, how come I didn't get a massage invitation like this?
You didn't tell me you needed one.
She moved around, so she's actually looking at Isla's face. Is that as comfortable as it looks?
Probably more.
Oh. Anyway, there wasn't a lot of data on the data pad left. He wiped a lot of it, but we know where he sent it. It's to a moon named Sojourn, and we're going to go there pretty much as soon as K.O. tells Tazi what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. How far away is it?
She pulls up her data pad. It's going to be a couple weeks, so it's kind of a long trip. It's out in the Outer Rim.
Okay. And you all want to come?
Well, I mean, we kind of go as a group. I mean, Zeke, did you want to go?
Yeah.
I
want to go anywhere you guys are going.
See, Zeke's on board. I mean, if you'd rather stay here on Duro to recover, we can go and come back.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, you barely know me. I barely know myself.
Well, we're going to help you learn about you.
Yeah, I can tell you all about these guys. Corral is very strong and brave and honorable. And Tazi's an amazing pilot. And K.O. is phenomenal with the guns.
That's a pretty accurate summation. You forgot somebody, though.
Oh, A1's good, too.
A1 is an incredible slicer.
Oh,
yes. And an amazing engineer.
Oh, yes.
He invents amazing things.
I was just trying to see what your opinion of him was.
I have a very high opinion of A1. I mean... Honestly, I was not sold on him when I first met him because he tried to kill us.
Wait,
but,
what?
You know, I think he tried to kill us twice. And there was a hyperdrive malfunction, and then he dropped us out of hyperspace early,
But that was... that actually, the first one was never really accurately explained. But it was... he was under somebody else's control and didn't want to be, and it was a whole thing about him, you know, trying to free himself from the shackles of slavery.
Oh!
So I'm kind of on board with him now. He's been a kind of a good little buddy at this point.
And slavery is...
bad?
Bad? Okay.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Your memory's really kind of shot, isn't it?
It's really funny, the things you remember and the things you don't. Like, I don't know. It's frustrating.
It's okay. And I guess this might help. Tazi's kind of used to somebody with a Swiss cheesy memory. I mean, his dad kind of got part of his brain burned out and was... but we know this magnificent doctor named Darla. So, I mean, if this doesn't pan out, maybe we can take you to see her. We just saw her, actually. We dropped off Tazi's mom there.
Is Darla a Deveronian?
Yes. Do you know her?
Yes. You should avoid her.
No, she's quite good. Unless no. You ask Kao. Kao's afraid of her.
Yeah, that's because he's smart.
No, Kao's afraid of most women, I think. There's some deep psychological issues there.
Yeah.
Well, we should take him to a real psychologist, not Darla. Oh, she's Darla's a quack.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
She's amazing. She's helping Tazi's father.
Yeah, who works with a separatist to mind control people.
No. She used to work with the separatists until she saw what they did. Now she has broken free.
So she's working with the Republic to mind control people?
And the separatists are bad?
Yeah, I...
misunderstood.
I would actually go with misunderstood, yes. But they are at war with the Republic, and they're doing some nasty things.
Okay.
Politically, they have some decent ideas, but overall, they're doing it in a very bad way. But Darla doesn't do that. She helps people now. She's part of a refugee movement.
Well, that's what she wants you to think.
Refugee movement?
Oh, yes. From the separatist planets.
Well, technically from any planet that's being attacked.
Right.
Huh.
And why is that bad?
Sounds familiar.
Because the Republic keeps attacking them.
No, the Separatists started the war.
No, technically the Republic did. They attacked Geonosis.
All right, well...
The Geonosians had Republic senators kidnapped and Jedi there.
Right, and they were willing to negotiate for their prisoners that the Republic stole first.
No, I don't think that's how that worked.
It does. Look it up.
I have looked it up. I've spoken to people who were there. Apparently, you've been kind of... I don't know, maybe you just have some fake news sources.
Isla is getting dressed while they're arguing.
Krell isn't even paying any attention.
Oh. Well, maybe you've been getting the fake news.
No, I get my news quite from a direct source, actually.
Which one?
The Jedi Temple.
Oh. You mean that large force that controls people through the Force?
Well, yes, the Force is part of all living beings.
Right. And they use that to manipulate people.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Have you ever seen one wave their hand and somebody go, oh, and do exactly what they say?
Well, yes.
Yeah, so for a moment, they made that person their slave.
And Isla will sneak out.
The camera will follow Isla as this fades out. No, that's not what it is. It is simply using a different methodology to change somebody's mind.
Against their will.
They're still free to do what they do. Look, if you're trying to argue something with me and change my methodology against my will, but... obviously, you're not trying to enslave me.
Everybody prepare for liftoff. We're leaving to go to this moon thing.
Sojourn.
We're leaving for Sojourn. Everybody get buckled in. Places, please.
All right, so Isla's walking up to the cockpit.
Yeah, she's looking at the data pad. She's never heard of the moon.
All right, so Mike's motioning me to flip a dark side to a light side point. And on the floor, there's a bit of polishing fluid that is still left over that Isla happens to slip in while she's reading the data pad because she's not paying attention, and she falls directly into the gunnery pod into Kao's lap. At the same time, the cockpit door opens as Tazi was about to come out and say something.
Whoa!
What is raining Isla's? What the devil? Hello? Hello?
Where am I?
Welcome to the gunnery pod.
Cockpit door opens and you both hear Tazi, what is going on here?
Currently, it's raining Islas, I guess.
What happened?
I don't know.
Watch your hands, Kao.
My hands are where they have to be. It's a small gunnery pod.
Isla will scramble out.
Ow, that's my face.
Oh, wow. Ew, there's something on the floor.
Not me.
I think I just slipped.
What is that?
Isla, being a mechanic, you've used stuff to polish machinery parts in the past. So, yeah, you're familiar with it.
It's a polish.
Kao, like, stands up and is just leaning on the edge of the gunnery pod with his hands. He's not really getting out. He's just kind of staring. Yeah, it looks like the same kind of lubricant I use for, like, the pod mechanics.
Is it yours?
No, I haven't done anything. Remember, been gone for a long time.
So, Tazi, I was actually coming to see you.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Is the data pad okay after that fall?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go back inside my gunnery pod. I'm going to shut the top. Okay, bye. And, like, down, door shut, gone.
How was the massage?
Well, very relaxing.
You smell nice.
Thank you. Tazi, you and your ship, you don't have to go to Sojourn if you don't want to. I mean, this is my thing. You know, we just met. You don't have to go weeks out of your way.
It's fine. This is kind of what we do. You know, this wouldn't be the first time the ship has taken a detour on something that it may or may not have been involved in, but is going to help with. In this case, we were directly involved in this, so there is a small part of this is fulfilling what we might consider a debt, and then there's a part of it that's a larger part that's us helping you. Because you're in this position because of us.
Because he really likes you!
Shut up, Kao!
Sorry!
Isla will slam her foot down on the gunnery pod door.
That's because she really likes you, too! Sorry!
Maybe the cockpit is a better place to talk about this.
Maybe it is.
Hey, can you two speak up a little bit? I can't hear you from back here.
After you.
All right, thanks. Oh, so this is the cockpit that is in perfect working order.
Yeah, as you can see, it's nice and shiny. It's very functional.
Well, I feel like at some point I probably knew what to do with this, but my memory is not great.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of improvements to the cockpit since you were in a coma. Most of this stuff is new to me, too, I'll be perfectly honest.
All right, then. And she'll sit down in the navigator's chair or the co-captain's chair.
Tazi takes a seat in the pilot's chair.
This feels familiar.
Like you've sat in this chair before or sat in a chair in the pilot's co-pilot seat before?
Yes. When did you get the ship, Tazi?
So the ship has been in my family for a long time, and as he's talking, he's keying things into the computer to get things going. It was my grandfather's ship. It was his dad's before his, so my great-grandfather's. We lost the ship when it was in my father's custody to a Deveronian named Cantor. Long story short, I got the ship back from Cantor, and I've been trying to kind of clear its name. Cantor used it for a lot of unsavory activities, and the ship
like
was,
slavery.
Well, yeah, like slavery, exactly.
Yeah, slavery's bad.
Yes, slavery is very bad. So Cantor did stuff like that with the ship. He did a lot of spice smuggling, spice trading, slavery. I'm guessing there was probably murder for hire. I don't know what everything Cantor was into, but the ship got a reputation of being a bad ship. And
sounds like quite a party.
Not the kind of party you necessarily want to spend much time at, but yeah. We've had the ship back in our family's custody for just a number of months. It hasn't been too long.
Well, that's wonderful that you're so connected to your family.
Well, it's circumstances, right? It's how you grow up. Depends on how you grow up, and that's what kind of points you in the directions that you go. I grew up with a grandfather who cared a lot about, the family and the ship and the business, and that's how he kind of raised me. So my dad wasn't around that much, and obviously I have a very strong mother figure, and we're close as we can be. Again, just kind of how things played out.
Taz, as he's speaking, Tazi reaches over Isla to her seat belt, her security belts. It straps her into the seat before he hits the launch button. And as you're doing that, the door for the cockpit opens up, and you turn on, and there's A1, who looks at you, then looks at Isla, then looks back at you, then looks at Isla, and then just turns and kind of... You see his dome kind of lean forward, and he just rolls away slowly.
Hey, buddy, where are you going?
I guess, to the back.
You can plug in your normal spot. That's fine. We're just talking. You're not interrupting anything.
You've got a navigator.
No. We're talking about the ship. Like, she's asking questions about, like, kind of the history of the ship and stuff. It's fine. You can come on in, buddy. It's fine.
Am I in your place, A1?
No, he doesn't sit in the chair. He usually just kind of, he sits in over here. He locks into place by the nav computer and...
He rolls up and plugs in. So, if you guys want to keep talking, I can turn off my ears.
No, yeah, you're fine, buddy. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's all
right. I appreciate you trying to give us some privacy, but we're okay.
Yeah.
Do you need anything else? I could get you a drink real quick, or anything else?
Isla, do you need anything?
No, I'm fine. I'm trying to take all this in.
Well, I mean, there's no rush. We have plenty of time. It's going to be a number of weeks before we actually get there, so... Yeah, you know, you've got time to... We have time to spare at the moment. Let's put it that way.
Tuzzy, you're right. You're right about how much your family and your past shapes you.
Can you say that again? The whole you're right part, if you could say that again for me.
You're right?
Thank you. You know how infrequently I hear that on this ship?
You're the captain, so I would assume you hear it a lot.
No. It's...
I say it a lot.
Well, yeah, you say it a lot, but I'm just saying in general. Like, in general, I don't hear that very often on the ship. So it's nice to hear it. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue. I interrupted.
Who you were, who your family was, I mean, that just, it shapes you. It shapes who you are, and I have nothing.
Well, I mean, those things happened. You know, you had a family. Like, you were raised by someone. You know, someone was there in your early years. It's not like you just kind of, you know, sprung up from
at least you can remember a little bit, and you had a past. I never had one other than being beat up until I found these guys. Maybe you can learn what I did, that families, wherever you are.
That's really sweet, A1.
Yeah, that was kind of a little profound, honestly. So, I'm a little taken aback.
Yeah. And how much did you lose, A1?
A couple months before Tazi took the ship from Cantor.
Yeah.
And then he liberated me from my slavery and helped me get rid of the control unit that Kratos could put into me. And then we've been on several missions since then. He's a great captain. You couldn't ask for anybody better.
No, come on, buddy. You're just talking me up now.
I couldn't ask for anybody better?
Isla will smile at Tazi.
You're making me blush, buddy. Stop it.
A1 kind of thing. Is this what it feels like to be in an awkward moment?
It's not awkward. It's just you know, saying very nice things about me, and I appreciate it. Thank you, A1.
You're welcome. And at that, the ship jumps into hyperspace.
Tweets from the dark side.
I'm not sure if this next question from Richard is in character or not, so whoever answers first will set the tone. How much core could a Rancor core if a Rancor could run core?
Two.
All right. Next question.
It was the first number that popped in my head.
What? That was completely unedited. I'd like you guys to know that. I didn't touch it. I'm leaving it alone.
This episode's Patreon backer is David Dunn. Thanks, David.
Thank you, David. We appreciate your support of the podcast.
Hey, it's A1. Just wanted you guys to know that Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Anybody ever wants to get a hold of us, the ship's comm code is at redemptionpod. Plus, don't tell anybody, but I put a HoloNet page up for us. It's redemptionpodcast.com. And if you can, get on your datapad there and like us on iTunes, Google Play, maybe Stitcher, or whatever other podcatcher you use. It'd be nice if other people could listen to us. And if you ever want to support us and maybe throw us some credits, you could visit patreon.com/redemption. I promise I'll use your credits wisely and won't go gambling. Really, I won't. Don't look at me that way.
A1, who are you talking to?
Nah, goodbye. See you next time.